Don't sweat the fanny pack. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the spirit of keeping you completely confused about what's healthy and what's not, I am delighted to report on the latest startling health study. The Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta studied the causes of death for people who are overweight, defined as being 30 pounds heavier than the ideal. And the researchers conclude that people who are overweight, listen closely, people who are overweight without being obese have a lower death rate than people who are underweight, and even have a lower death rate than people who are at normal weight. They surveyed 2.3 million American adults and found that in 2004, Americans who were merely overweight were about 40% less likely than normal weight people to die from a whole range of diseases and risks, including emphysema, pneumonia, Alzheimer's, injuries, and even cancer and heart disease. This came out yesterday, and my gosh, you would have thought they just denied global warming. Professor Walter Willett, who teaches nutrition at Harvard, was fuming, according to One News Dispatch, and called it ludicrous. The American Cancer Society said they would stick to recommending people get thin. And the CDC admits overweight people do tend to die more from diabetes and kidney disease, but they do not seem to succumb as readily to many other illnesses, probably because they have what amounts to a built-in emergency feeding tube. Note, it is still bad to be obese. That does increase your chances of dying and of your belly being in a cutaway shot for the TV news. So in a way, I guess how fat you let yourself get depends on which disease you prefer to die from. Or you could just put a Chinese toy in your mouth. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.